Hello and welcome to The Brawl Show, your podcast for everything Brawl Stars. I'm your host, Prova Bandit, and today, we're back. So, it's been a while. I tried to make an episode, but with Les Mis, the musical, and
everything going on.
With, like, graduating, a lot of stuff has come up, and it was been really hard to try to make an episode. And I haven't been playing Brawl Stars a lot recently, so it doesn't feel right to make an episode. Like, Bling, I know everyone, there's a whole thing with Bling, there's like a whole controversy about like trophy reset, and that didn't really impact me as much, so I didn't feel like making an episode about that. But something big has happened. There's another episode of the Brawl Stars podcast, which is officially more popular than us, which I guess that's to be expected, but they made a new podcast episode revealing some pretty big stuff about the future of Brawl Stars. So I felt like this, and since I had an extra time today, felt like it would be good to make a episode about that. So yeah, hopefully we're trying to do a collab with another podcast. We're trying really hard, but our schedules don't really line up. We're super busy. So hopefully a collab is coming soon. But let's get into the podcast. All right, so time to explain. I almost forgot what it was called. But time to explain. Just released a new episode, right? That's what.
Yeah, the second episode.
We're here to kind of talk about. Let's start with you, Noob Army. What's some interesting things that stood out?
I feel like what really stood out, there's many things, but mostly, like, there's Gacha coming back.
Okay, do you like that or do you not like that?
I like it. Well, I would feel like, Brawl Boxes, that was fun. Like, that was a good amount of Gacha. Like, yeah. But what would make it even better, like, if people, like, specific people didn't really want it, like, when they start a new account, they can choose between, like, Brawl Boxes or choosing with credits. But that's just an idea that I would think would be awesome.
So, Noob Army, you think they should choose whether to do Star Road or Brawl Boxes?
Yeah.
What would you choose if you had the option?
Probably Brawl Boxes. I mean, like, it just brings the, like, crazy excitement, I guess.
All right. Yeah. Anything else stand out, Noob Army? Anything else you kind of wanted to touch on?
And Kairos, and mostly Kairos's, but Lex is mostly Kairos, but Kairos' video said that there was a new, big ability, like over super, over gadgets, or something like that. Now, I think that is a big thing. Hopefully, it would not be like Gears. But I feel like that can be a big thing. They can make it good.
Excited for that?
Yeah.
So, first thing I kind of wanted to talk about was a good thing, is that during the summer, one of the next summer updates, Brawl Stars is planning to release another timeline video. I'm super excited about that. We've talked about this a lot, but like in August last year, they made a timeline video on what they're planning to do so that we knew what they were working on, why stuff was taking so long. And they're planning to do that again this summer.
Yeah, for an example, they were telling us that they're going to get Gears reworked, and they did.
Well, yeah, that was part of the. So they're doing another timeline for what they're making, and I'm super excited. I feel like Brawl Stars should do this every year. Like, every, like, January 1st or something, and they make a timeline video of what they're planning to do.
I feel like that'd be awesome. Probably
that would be helpful, and that would keep you interested because you know what's coming and you know why you should keep on playing Brawl Stars.
But at the same time, you don't know when it's coming.
So would you say that puts a lot of excitement, Noob Army?
Yeah.
If you don't know when it's coming?
Yeah, just a bit. I mean, not like Brawl Boxes, but yeah.
Okay, so another thing that they said, so they're trying to add a randomness, something back like for RNG. Randomness, like some gotcha mechanic. And despite what you might think, I'm very excited for this, because honestly, ever since boxes are gone, the game has become a lot more boring.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not interested in the gameplay, the only thing holding it up at this moment is gameplay. Quests just feel like a chore. Like, nothing's gonna fix that. Quests are just a chore.
Yeah.
Mastery's just like quest, but more flashy. So, and then Star Road, when you're at where I'm at, which is like there's 3 legendaries left, ever since credits have come.
That's honestly me, too, kind of.
Well, I'm at a point where it's taken me so long. I see the legendary, I know when I'm gonna get it, but it feels like I'm never gonna get it because it's just taking so long. So I know, like, anything I do feels minuscule.
Yeah, and I feel like if they made a way to get more credits, I feel like it'd be more fun than rather boring and time-wasting.
No, okay, that's not my problem. Is not how much credits. It's just more credits wouldn't fix the problem. And I feel like with this current system, you're not getting meaningful rewards every day. With, like, boxes, what I would do is, like, I see, oh, there's a mega box 3 tiers away. Let me just grind today to get that mega box. I would grind, get the mega box. Sure, there was nothing in it, but I felt accomplished because I had opened that mega box and I was excited, right? Yeah. Now it's just like, oh, in 3 tiers, there's chroma credits. Okay, I don't care. That's not getting me a brawler. That's not getting me a gadget. It's just adding to the pool. Or like, oh, next tier is coins. I don't feel like working up to that because, like, I don't know. It doesn't feel as impactful as a box.
But when you have boxes, it makes the, like, the quest more not like a chore. Like, more something to look
at. No, quests were always a chore. Like, nothing's fixing that. Quests were always a chore. But quests were more more tolerable if it's like, oh, look, I'm 3 tiers away from a mega box. Let me just work until I get it. So I feel like adding something random, adding something that we can work up to every day, but you don't know what it could be. I think that would be very helpful.
Yeah.
Because I've been, like, without that kind of randomness, like, exciting what's going to happen, I've noticed, I didn't think this would happen, but I've noticed I've played a lot less since then. So
yeah, burnout.
Hopefully they fix that. Or they add something. Alright, and then the final thing that I wanted to talk about is how Brawl Stars is changing. When Brawl Stars started out, there were no, like, gadgets, there are no star powers, there are no gears, none of that. The health was a lot lower, like, it was more easy to
like
follow
and
understand.
Yeah.
But now, recently, they've made it a lot more complicated, a lot more strategies, a lot more things, and how it looks like they're going, and what they've said, they said they're so far. Right now, their plan is to have hundreds of brawlers. Their plan is to add, like you were talking about, new army, maybe like a supercharge kind of thing, new abilities for all brawlers. And I kind of seeing, so Brawl Stars, technically its description is like a MOBA, right? I think that's the right word, or like a
amiibo.
No, amiibo. What?
That's what I don't know.
Multiplayer online battle arena, I think. Yeah, that's right, I think. And then, so the biggest MOBA, or whatever, something similar to Brawl Stars, is League of Legends. And if you think about League of Legends, they have like 5 different kind of attacks that you can use. And hundreds upon hundreds of characters, champions. And there's huge strategies, and there's huge esports. And I think Brawl Stars is trying to get to that level. They're trying to get to level where it's very complicated, where it gets very, like, hot, not hard, but, like, strategies become very important. So, I don't know, it's just something I noticed. Like, Brawl Stars will never be basic and easy again. It will, from now on, forever be complicated, have a bunch of stuff, for better or for worse. I don't know.
But one thing that I have noticed is that hate has gathered on Brawl Stars. Because of that, no. There's like this one video. I was like, huh. It said like the title was Brawl Stars. I hate Brawl Stars now or something.
Yeah, because it's not what they remembered from the beginning. It's super complicated now, and a lot of people don't like that.
I mean, yeah. There's like, it's just like LOL. League of Legends. Yeah. People. There's like hundreds of. Yeah, hundreds of brawlers, and people who don't like League of Legends, this won't be much better if they don't like League of Legends.
Yeah, also, something to note, League of Legends has a toxic community. Most games have a toxic community. Brawl Stars is kind of lucky that it does not as much, kind of. I mean, with pins and spinning, it's still kind of toxic, but not as much as, like, League of Legends and stuff.
Oh, no.
So, hopefully Brawl Stars doesn't get toxic, but also, yeah, I don't know. It's just getting a lot more complicated. Some people don't like that. It's just something I've kind of had to realize and come to, live with, I guess. So, yeah, that's the episode. I hope it was a small episode. Sorry it took a little while to come out with an episode. It's just I haven't been playing very much, so.
I mean, yeah, I've been playing Brawl Stars as much as I can, but can't say that with Sam.
Yeah, I haven't played it as much, so. Yeah, hopefully this episode was okay. I don't know if we're going to be able to make more episodes. The summer is, like, going to be crazy busy for us. So hopefully we make more episodes, but I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to take a little break.
Well, no, I don't want to.
Probably will happen, though.
Yeah, so we'll see. Whenever the next time is, we'll see you guys then.